Alexander Chester says his daughter, Tate, serves near the hospital. She sent him an email saying she suspected Sister Fanny Klain didn't have any family nearby. Tate wanted to lift Klain's spirits with a song.
Tate, since she's been a baby, has always been able to sing I Heard Him Come. It's a popular song in the LDS communities. And so it was very moving to me that she was able to sing that song. And again, what hit me there was the contrast of this young lady, of what she'd experienced a couple of days before, and now sat very securely and safely in a room where she's attended to physically. And then there's this young sister, these young sister missionaries, and one of them singing to her with her guitar.
Chester says the visit unexpectedly helped buoy his own daughter's spirits. He says her mission has been a difficult one, and she was inspired by Sister Klain.
The biggest impression it left with her was just how strong this young lady was. She made mention of how she was very frail, very tiny young girl. And she was also, of course, bandaged in her full head and her arms and her face. But the girl's spirit was so strong that she said her and her companion that she visited with just felt this overwhelming, strong feeling of goodness in the room. And they were very, very moved by it.
Chester says it inspired him knowing that if something were to happen to Tate, she'd be comforted and taken care of by the good people around her.
This is about good versus evil. This is about the Lord's response to a situation where he's able to immediately get involved and bring those that can minister to these who are in pain. That's the story.
Chester says he hopes sharing Tate's story will help bring peace to people and remind them that there's good even in the darkest of tragedies. Brianna Bodily, KSL News Radio.